Would you like to freshen up your approach to prayer? I want to share something I've developed that's done just that for me. It's a three-step prayer framework I've been experimenting with for the last 2 weeks. This is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 426, and this is class one of a four-part series called the Three-Step Prayer Framework, and today we're talking about security. The three steps are security, then submission, and thirdly, supplication. But we're going to start with security this week. Now, however, first, a point of clarification. Dangers exist regarding frameworks. What may start as a refreshing framework can descend into a formulaic dryness very easily. Frameworks do exist in the scriptures, for example, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13. Some of Paul's prayers in his epistles, for example, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 to 24. Praying through Psalms can be a framework, or that majestic hymn about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2 and verses 6 to 11. All of these can be used as frameworks, but none of them should be seen as something to be repeated rote, as if in the very act of repetition something spiritual magically happens. So it is with that clarification in mind that I offer this framework. Today, talking about, firstly, as part of the framework to begin, security. Finding strength in God's presence. Before delving into the topics of submission and supplication, which we'll cover in the next couple of weeks, it's essential to establish a sense of security in the presence of God. And Jesus enjoyed deep security with his Father. Imagine how he felt on hearing these words from Matthew 3. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Or in Mark chapter 9, a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." Even in one of his darkest moments, he was able to use the more intimate form of address, Abba. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything's possible. Take this cup from me, but not what I will, what you will," Mark 14. And we are authorized, I would say even encouraged to do the same. In Romans 8, verse 15, "The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." Galatians 4, verse 6, "Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father." Jesus lived a life of submission to the Father because he experienced the loving acceptance of his Father. And you and I will live healthier lives of discipleship when we connect with that same love in our times of quiet with God. By the way, you might note that praise is missing from this framework, but I have found that it is in this first step, dwelling on the security I have with the Father, it's in this first step that praise most naturally occurs. How can I fail to praise my Heavenly Father as I reflect on my gratitude for being included in his family, his household, as among those destined to share his love, not only now, but forever? Praise naturally comes from my heart when I remember how much it cost him to adopt me as his child. One of the beauties of reflecting on my security with the Father is that I gain renewed confidence and a refreshed feeling of gratitude. Beginning with reflecting on my security in the Father enables the rest of my prayer to flow more naturally. As Richard Foster puts it in his book on prayer, "Prayer is the human response to the perpetual outpouring of love by which God lays siege to every soul. Connecting with that love at the start will catalyze your prayer." Next time we'll go on to look at the topic of submission. But in the meantime, if you have any thoughts on this week's topic, please leave a comment. Leave it where we can see it, because we can learn from each other that way, and we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit. Subscribe to the podcast and perhaps even leave a review. And I do hope and pray that between now and the next time, that you will find yourself rejoicing in the wonderful security that God gives you as your Heavenly Father. Take care, and God bless.